something, you know, after 2 and I had been to, John had been sailing, and we'd been down to, South of England show.
No, I haven't been in for about a good 3 weeks more. Why should I go in there? It cost me $140 for IPA, and I can get back here for that. No future in it, is it? Oh. I must get back to my dear delightful daughter. Mind you, whether she'll be there or not is another matter. Oh, good Lord, yes, she's doing well. In fact, sometime in November this year, she'll only be 2 years younger than me.
You have to work it out.
You work it out that way. be 11. And if she lasts another year at all, she'll be older than me, won't she? No, not 10. About 6. 6 is 7. 5 or 6. So, no, she still goes over the downs with me, you know. We manage about 10 to 15 miles at a pinch. Which is not bad for a couple of oldies, is it?
No, not.
I had a, what's it today, from something about the over 50s, you see, so it costs £8 a year to join it, you see, you know, if we pay on. So I've joined it, I want to see what they've got to say, you know, you get a lot of things, you know. You know, you can get cheap on it.
Yeah.
So,
you might as well get all you can,
right? They don't ask you to say how old you are. I've just had a.
Oh, sure,
what's it from? Well, they obviously know. Bloody pensioner or something, but you know. I'll see if I can get an old a walking club game with them. You know, we will have to see about it.
Right,
yeah, okay, Paul. I will see you later.
I'll be up again very shortly. See you later,
yeah. Anyway, Dave. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing apart from fucking women? Eh?
What am I doing?
Apart from shagging women.
I've done a little job of town here. Cleaning out the gym most of the time. And the crisps.
Well, I don't find it difficult to keep out of the Duke at all.
All right, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you know, let's be honest. Oh, good Lord, did I leave that there? Oh, I mustn't lose that. My grandson bought me that in Greece. Because I'm a pipe smoker, and but it's not a Zippo, and he got it very cheap in Greece, you see. But I've knackered him, you see, because he thinks I've still got that. But I bought a Zippo one, and it's the Zippo one that's in there. The other one was fucking useless. Well, it lasted for a couple of months, a few months. But, how's your dad, Mum?
What? Mother's a what? She's top of the world. She is. Mum? Snapping over, but.
I passed your dad on the crossing the other day. Yes, well, yeah. But he's not walking very well, is he? Oh yeah, no, wasn't he fucking, no, you know, his feet were not, didn't he? Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah. You know what they say?
It's a habit, why he walks like that, is because he's come home from the Duke so many times a year ago, pissed, isn't it?
Well, he wasn't coming home from the Duke then, he was going towards it.
He's got into a habit, you know, because he's so confused. But he used to be 14 stone, wasn't
he? Did he?
He's only about 11 now. Something like that, but he used to be 14 stone.
He's got to be over 11. I'm 11 and bloody half.
Yeah. He was 14, plus, I think, at one time.
The heaviest I've ever been in my life was 13 stone.
He's never had an
and it was no bloody good to me.
In his life. He's never done anything physical. I'm an assumption. He's never done any manual work until when he started packing them shoes a few years ago.
Well, I would have called what I did in bloody Austria 18 months ago physical. It knackered me more than many other bloody things do, like crawling up bloody hills and... Man, it's just as enjoyable.
Do you still go, oh, when you're 77, do you, Fred?
Oh, yes. I don't know whether women do. I haven't had a 77-year-old woman yet. I don't know that I've got any ambitions that way. Although you never know, do you? You know what they say, there's many a good tune played on an old fiddle. I was just going to say, older women don't appeal to me, but what about the one who raped me when I was 13? No! She appeals to me. I enjoyed every minute of it. She was a mate of my sister's too. Hey? Oh yes, keep it in the family. Oh dear. She was my youngest sister too, and she's been dead for bloody hell. She was 86 when she died. How long is that ago? A few years. I'm the baby of the family. My brother's the next one, and he's 85 now. Is he? No, he's 84. He's 84. He's 5 years younger, 5 years older than me. And there's... And his wife died a year ago, nearly. Huh? My brother's wife died a year ago, nearly. And I've seen two off. Are you... Have you seen Marion? Well, you did, didn't you?
Yes.
That's all right then. I think I might almost manage it with Marion.
Just forget her. I'll soon just forget her.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dave.
No, apologies. I just don't want to know. I'll never forget her, but I never want to fucking see her again.
I can guarantee you that.
You fucking enjoyed it, didn't you? While it lasted. Oh, come on, admit it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I've met women like that too. You know. All sex and fuck all else. No, all right, don't worry. It's all part of life's rich pattern, David. I don't mind if it happens when I'm bloody 90. I'd be very pleased that I can manage it.
I should have learnt everything the time I was 30, not waiting until I was in my 40s.
Well, that's true, yes. Yes, David, yes. I don't think we should be talking like this, you know.
Eh?
I don't think we should be talking like this, but it's quite natural, isn't it? I've always had fun sexually. Perhaps I'm a very lucky man, you know. I can love them and leave them. All except one. You've always got to beat your Waterloo, haven't you? Mind you, I didn't say that I was faithful to that one, but I couldn't leave it. Because she needed me so much. Yes, you see, there's so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it really behoves any of us to speak ill of the rest of us. I've just finished reading the full text of Rudyard Kipling's poem. I knew a lot of bits and pieces out of them, but bloody amazing how many he wrote in his lifetime. Well, they interest me because a lot of them are about the army, and they're pretty far ranging. Army, navy, but a lot of them are about India. But he certainly criticised the powers that be. You know, in the during the Boer War, the Great War, and you know, and up to the 30s.
When's Paul going back to the coast for it? Depending on his numbers.
This weekend, I think.
He's going to tell him.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't say. No. No, he didn't say. He said he was going this weekend.
Yeah. But he used to go on Thursday or Friday, doesn't he?
Well, it's Wednesday today, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Working.
You going down this weekend?
Don't know yet. I really don't know. Well, I only popped in there Sunday. I didn't go into Stenning. The other half of me ended up in Littlehampton and Arundel for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't go to the pub or anything. We come back via Stenning and went in the Star at 7:15 at night.
Yeah.
Had a bite to eat and a couple of pints just because I got to drive back up here.
Well, yeah.
Saw Bob and I mean, I passed the pub at 12:15.
How is your present, darling?
Which one?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
The one I'm with now.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes, it's nice. Yeah. Sweet.
She might what?
Yeah.
Well, that depends whether you get pissed or not.
I'm pissed only once.
Or whether you go out with another woman.
Well,
Are you sure?
I must admit, I went round a betting shop and had a feel like I'm going to sleep, but I've only got so far.
Hey, it must be getting a bit boring, Dave.
No, at the moment.
No, no, no.
Well, it was last night, so I fell asleep, but I was watching a film at the time.
Dave, it's about time you bloody settled down.
Me?
Yes, you.
I settled down once, where'd it get me?
In trouble. No, what am I talking about? No. Oh, I tell you what, I got some nice scrumpy at that bloody, what's it, last weekend? The South of England show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wasn't real scrumpy.
No,
not like the Devon.
I know where he came from,
he
probably come from East Sussex down at the vineyard near Eastbourne. Oh, what's that called?
No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was a Sussex one. No.
Oram.
Yeah. Oh no, he didn't come from Oram. No, actually, I was very surprised. There was nothing in the show there from Merrydown. No, nothing at all. Merrydown comes from Oram. No. Yeah, but Merrydown. Merrydown has never professed to be scrumpy.
No,
wait a minute, let me think. This was somewhere, don't forget they come from all over the bloody country, the South of England show. This scrumpy was somewhere a bit farther north. Cotswolds or...
No, it wasn't Shropshire.
Oh, a lot of cider houses. Hereford. Hereford's got a lot of cider houses. But no, but it was very clear, absolutely clear. I mean, how scrumpy shouldn't be clear. Yeah, yes, I know. But it had the taste of scrumpy. But it was absolutely clear. No, it was quite a nice drink, but it wasn't scrumpy. Scrumpy should come up all clouded, you know, with bits of sheep and bits of sheep and rats and that lying about in it, where they've thrown them into the vats. You think I'm joking, don't you? I used to drink scrumpy, you know. I mean, I must be going back before your time, you know, a long time, you know. I'm talking about drinking scrumpy in the 30s. And 40s and 50s, when scrumpy was scrumpy. And women were glad of it. Oh, I used to love the old scrumpy. It was so dry. Now, I mean, you know, the scrumpy you get here, I mean, that scrumpy jacket, nothing like it. But the first time you drink real scrumpy in Somerset or Devon, you know, or around there, and you go, and your mouth goes, No, it's true, it's absolutely. But when you've managed to swallow a few, you know, it's all right then. But it is so dry. God. But, God, the first time I drank it, I think it was about threepence a pint. It was always a lot cheaper than beer, you know. This was in the 30s. Threepence a pint.
We're shooting now, Fred.
Eh?
We're shooting off now.
Yes, okay, I'll see you, Dave.
Nice to meet you.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, will you?
Oh, fucking
hell. All right, yeah. Yeah.
Nice to
meet you. Hey, Tony. Look after him. That are, Dave. Yeah. When I was a young man, bloody hell, no.
Thank you. Fantastic stuff. This move is awesome.
Gentlemen rank us out on the spree, then from here to eternity. God have mercy on such as we. Ba ba I'm a rambler, I'm a wrangler, I'm a long way from home. Oh dear, Kathleen, I don't know.
Did you go in the house on your way up?
In the what?
At Forrester's.
Oh, I did have a quick one in there, yeah.
Is that any bit?
No.
Whiskers?
No. Mm. No, he wasn't in there. Well, only about what?
I know, but quite often he's waiting outside.
Is he? Oh no, he wasn't in there. Well, I didn't see him anyway.
Saturday.
Yeah.
when I was about 11. Went in there first, because on a Saturday the taxi can't park along here often.
No,
so
yeah,
I got
no.
the start of this, what's the name up there? It's Market, the car park.
Yeah.
So I'll get them to drop me a car. So I went in there for a car. The animal said, oh, it's too early. I said, yeah, so he knew by the looks of it. It's only 11:15 and got a car and nearly made that much out of it.
How old's Alan anyway?
Oh, I know, about 60.
Oh, he doesn't qualify for it.
No, he's not a pensioner. He's on Social Security, and he's also got another, look, he's got two blocks of food. He's getting extra, So pensions went up, didn't it? And he's on Social Security then. Mm. So he's got, I noticed he had two blocks the other day. He had a wee coming. But mine went up. It went up just as my other book finished. And so.
What did you get as home assistance?
Well, mine went up and I had to pay 25% income tax on it, didn't I? There's no justice in this world, is there?
Not at all.
You make
your own. Make your own justice.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't had a reply back yet, but I wrote and asked Red Hill. Wrote and asked me.
No, I suppose I
the exact date.
At my age, I should think myself lucky I have to pay income tax, but never mind. I don't think I'm lucky. No, it's true.
No, they wrote and asked me the exact date of the day I started getting ability.
Oh, so, yeah.
So that they can assess my money.
Shall I come and live with you, Daph, and you can claim constant attendance alone?
Maybe you're
right. Yeah, I know he is
out.
Because he was always there.
What?
He always used to say, when he was young, he used to annoy Victor, and that's what he used to say it for. We went over that, what's name club, didn't we? He was driving then.
Well, that was dodgy.
Yeah, left
here at closing time, it must be up as 2 closing time. So we got over to his club, it was open at 3:00. Oh, you're not talking about the
Rofan.
Oh God, oh that was a right old club, the Rofan. Oh God, yeah, the number of times I've got Michael in there.
And there was all playing one-on-one.
God, that was a...
Hey,
that was a hell of a club, wasn't it, the Rofan?
Well, I only went there once. Oh, once with you, I think.
Yeah.
And Sid took me there.
I think Joyce there a couple of times, didn't I? Yeah.
Sid took the other chap and his girl worked at Shepherd Bridge.
That was a beautiful club, wasn't it? Bloody great armchairs they got all over the place.
So I didn't remember much of
it. Gorgeous.
He used to sit and go to sleep. And here he used to just sit and go to sleep and suddenly wake up and start learning again.
Well, I didn't drink much, did I?
Not much. That is not Irish.
No, I say that.
I now wait a minute. My grandfather was Irish.
Say, he might have some Irish blood in him.
My grandfather was Irish. they came from Ireland in 1830 and changed the name. What mine is now. And my mother's a Scot anyway. And I was born in England, so, you know, why worry? No, my grandparents, you know, on my father's side were Scots, were Irish, yeah. But they changed the name when they got to England. I don't know why, they probably got thrown out or something. They had to bail out, I think. But anyway, don't worry.